One of the tasks that I regularly have to perform is to make how-to videos to help colleagues and students get to grips with an application with which they're not familiar. They're often introductory videos illustrating the features within a particular application. So a tool which enables me to do screen captures is particularly useful. Sometimes just still imagery is fine, and that might be them producing a sort of notionally paper-based version, but the videos themselves are more powerful, I find. Being able to add a commentary is particularly useful, and particularly you can get a lot more detail into a much smaller space. An application I found just recently called Screencast-O-Matic does that particularly well. The first thing you need to do is visit the site and click the Start Recording button. Amazingly, you don't need to create an account to get underway straight away. What that does is then run a little Java applet, which you need to allow and make sure your browser settings enable that. And then that opens a sort of frame which you can use to place over the top of the particular parts of the screen that you want to capture. You've got a record button, you've got a microphone button to set the levels if you need to do so. You can even add a webcam footage so you can add your head to the shot if that will add something to it for you. You can resize the frame so that it fits your screen perfectly, and as soon as you're ready to go, hit the record button. You then work your way through your tutorial, and as soon as you've done, you can click the done button. Now, what you're then offered is three options. You can publish it to Screencast-O-Matic, and if you do that, you will of course need an account to save it to there. And if you've nowhere else to save these how-to videos online, that might be a useful option. Or if you have a YouTube account, you can publish it directly to YouTube, although you will of course need to give permissions for that. Or the other option, which might be useful, is to publish to a video file, and what that then does is create a video file that you can download to your computer. Now, having chosen those options, you can choose the kind of video file that you want. You also get the option to add notes, and these will appear across the bottom of the screen at the timestamps that you choose. So you might want to add some additional information, maybe that you forgot, or actually adding that information in text format can be useful for people who might have hearing problems, or they may not be able to watch it on a screen where the sound is turned up. So adding the notes is useful too. When you finish, click Save Video, and then you get a video that you can use straight away. The quality is particularly good, so it's something that I would definitely recommend. It's better than some of the examples of screen capture software that I've seen. If you want extra features, you can sign up for a pro account, so lots of possibilities with that. How about getting your students to produce the videos? How about having them produce videos, screen captures, where they're talking over a piece of poetry or a research report or a particular essay that they produced, and having them give the extra context as to why they made particular choices and what they were thinking while they were writing that down. So it needn't be just something that is a teacher tool, it can also be, I think, something incredibly powerful as a pupil tool.